Each Thursday morning, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
The Sabres have been off since last Thursday on their bye week. They were back at practice Wednesday. It's clear they're not going to make the playoffs this season. They're at the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings. So what's the mood like around the team, and what are some of their goals over the remainder of the season?
Well, the mood around the team Wednesday was good. I think it's just one win, but beating the Blue Jackets before the break was a huge victory for them. I think they carried the confidence, some good feelings throughout the break, and it was evident on the ice Wednesday. They were in good spirits. I think it was a pretty up-tempo practice. Now, was that really going to translate to anything? 44 games into the year, the Sabres have won consecutive games exactly once, way back, I believe it was the third week of October. So let's see if they really do anything with this. And you wonder what's going to happen these final 38 games. What are they going to look like in a couple months? How many players will still be here? This is a team that has 11 wins. I would expect a lot of changes. And on Wednesday, they said all the right things about learning how to win over this last stretch, being pros and so forth. But at this time of year, buried in last place, it can be hard to find motivation. And you wonder if you're going to see any steps from the Sabres this last stretch here, because we haven't really seen any improvements this year at all. But if you're the Sabres, pride should be a big motivating factor. This is a team that finished last in the Atlantic Division last year. Was a huge disappointment. They were supposed to make big strides this year. They've done nothing. They finished dead last in 13-14 and 14-15. Not finishing last overall, and they certainly should be a big motivating factor for them. Yes, a lot of fans might want that first overall pick or the greatest odds at that first pick, but the players don't want that. They don't want to be embarrassed, and I think another dead last finish, 31st overall, would certainly embarrass them.
You talked to forward Kyle Oposo on Wednesday. His season got off to a slow start, but he's been playing better, looking more like the guy the Sabres expected when they signed him to a big contract two summers ago.
Definitely. He's been maybe their best forward for the past week or two, and just over the past month or so, you're starting to see signs that he's back to his old self. And Kyle Oposo's been through a lot. He, of course, had that severe concussion late last season that left him in intensive care in the spring. And he made a pretty quick recovery when you look at what he went through. And he only missed a couple weeks of playing time because it was the end of the season. But it wasn't something that he was going to recover from quickly. Yes, you saw him skating in the summer, and he said he felt good, he felt fine. But I don't think you can recover from something like that in just a few weeks or a training camp. It's been a long process for him. And he acknowledged to me on Wednesday that he probably thought it was going to be easier, that he could get through it a lot quicker. But you're really starting to see signs of his old self. And just beyond the goals and the points, just how assertive he's been. He talked about his skating, hunting down the puck. He's just been a lot more aggressive. He's been operating well down low in the so-called dirty areas where you have to score. He's been making plays down there. My belief all along has been at some point we'd start seeing the old Kyle Oposo, the guy that scores 20 to 25 goals, has 50 or so points. And I really think we're starting to see that, and I really think down the stretch here that he should be one of the Sabres' best forwards, one of their best players.
Well, the NHL trade deadline is still more than a month away, but Evander Kane's name seems to be at the top of everyone's list. The asking price is said to be high. According to one report, GM Jason Bottrell is looking for four assets in return. Do you have any doubt that Kane will eventually be traded?
I think he'll almost certainly be traded in the next month or so here. And it just makes sense to trade him. The Sabres aren't going anywhere, and I don't think they're going anywhere really for the next at least year or two. Kane's a guy that is going to command a free agent contract of $6-7 million a year. So I think you trade him. He's probably the best rental player available. And for a team, he could be the difference between making the playoffs and not making the playoffs. He could be the difference between, you know, winning a round or two. He's that good. He's been one of the NHL's better scorers for the last year or so. My thing has been, if the Sabres are this bad with him, only 11 wins, league's worst offense, how bad are they going to be without him? He's been their best player for at least half the season, in my opinion. But I think it's a move you need to make. And it's interesting to see what his value is. You know, there's a report that the Sabres, of course, want a first-round draft pick among the other things they get for him. I could see that maybe happening if it's a team that finishes pretty high in the league. It's maybe a pick in the 20s. Once you get to that 20-pick mark, the first round isn't quite the same. So If you're a team that really needs an asset like Evander Kane, maybe you part with it. But realistically, he might only be worth a second-round pick, a strong prospect, and something else. Top picks have become coveted assets. They're the biggest assets in the NHL, and teams don't part with them easily.
Well, the Sabres are back in action tonight with a game in New York against the Rangers. Then they'll be back home for a Saturday matinee with the Dallas Stars. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.